Indian of the Week this week. We've been focusing a lot on the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and now Baruch Hashem, as we are having the Chum of Shabbos Nachama. So I want to talk about, unfortunately, which will at least for BMP 2016 be my last Harav and Indian of the Week. And that is something we should have discussed maybe the first week. But then Shirley would be upset because he wasn't here. He was here. It just was being Isaac with the chesed that he did. And he... And that's the Indian of lying. Hey, don't lie. The topic that I want to discuss is one that is close to my heart. We said many times why it's so important. Chayis Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Emes is truth. The opposite of truth is obviously one who doesn't tell the truth, one who lies. And we see based on Drush, Gemaras, Maimers, why this is such a important inyan. And I don't think I have to tell you. I think it's obvious that it's become a ill-forgotten. It's become an ill-forgotten. ill-forgotten inyan. Lying seems to be a second nature item that people seem to do without thinking about it. We know that there are times where it's mutter to lie, alidei shalom bayis, but in general it's not something that we want to be ruggled to do. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, lo sita b'mishpat yoncha boy, says Rashi over there. What is this pasuk talking about? Midvar shechar tirchak. Rashi. Minayin yotzi mibeitim chayiv. The omar echad yeshli luvmod alav zchuti she machzirin oso tamid lomer v'naki al tarog. Person, when he leaves based in, if he is acquitted, he's acquitted. That's it. Kamakam naki hu midin misa sharei yeshal zuchah minan kiyotzi mibeisim zakai the amar echad yeshim alav sorry chosein machzirin oto lebeitin tamad lomar v'tzedek al tarog v'zed tzedek hu. So the psukim that's discussing in the lead up to these psukim speak about killing another person. And
is what talks about Ayin Tachad Ayin Shin Tachad Shin?
Yeah. You know, give me the Chumash over there. The blue Chumash. No, I want a Chumash. Not that that's not a Chumash. Oh, Shkayach. So we know that there's a Midvar Sheker Tirchak, that a person should be so careful about Sheker that he literally runs away from it. He spoke about Moshev Leisim Lo Yashav, but here is a Lashon of Tirchak. So even if it's not you who's doing it, you have an obligation to make sure not only that you don't do it, but that you're not even near it. And that is the very interesting idea behind not only not telling a lie, but not being involved in lying. Losita b'mishpat is speaking about perverting justice, especially in the case of somebody who is not like you, someone who is destitute. A judge can't act as somebody who is playing favorites, and he can't speak harshly to one litigant over the other, especially if he says, listen, that guy's rich, what's the big deal if he loses $500? He's not allowed to do that.
You have to be very like straight path to that one.
Right. Midvar sheker tirchak. To distance yourself from false word. Not to incarcerate one who doesn't belong to be incarcerated. To execute those who are innocent. But then the pasuk continues, Gemara in Sanhedrin picks up on this. V'naki v'tzadik al tarog, do not execute an innocent, righteous person. the hard job that a dayan has to do to make sure that he's paskining halacha correctly. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that the Naki Vitzedek is talking about someone who is sentenced to death. So a sin that requires death. An innocent person who is found guilty, someone claimed they have no evidence. So the Gemara discusses exactly how this would apply. And this is the Rashi that I just read to you. The Tzaddik is someone who is acquitted, but then new evidence is found that really shows he's guilty. Once he's found not guilty, the case may not be reopened. What we call in America, there's no double jeopardy. The Torah says, do not execute him. That's the dispensement of justice. But here, Mitar Shekhar Tircha, is an edict of Mishpat Everest, Divrei Tzadikim. Rashi says, Mishpatei Emes. There's, of course, Parshas Kedoshim, lo tignovu, lo tichashu, velo tishakru. To be careful not to, only not just to steal, which is bad enough, but a person has to be careful not just for gnevas mamon, but to stay away from sheker. Lo tishakru says Rashi, Lefi shenemar v'nishpa l'sheker yishalim karem v'choymer l'amdanu onyesh ahazara minayin tamalomar lo tishak. Pasuk says lo tishakru reminds us that we can't, used to be very, very popular in the days of old to swear on something. So that was like the worst thing you could do, is to swear, besides obviously the shvuah shav aspect. You know, nowadays we use it as a colloquial term, a slang. Swear to God I didn't do it. And either you believe them or don't. In my 9 days minhag of not watching anything that's mundane, of trying to focus on the 9 days itself, so one of the things that I try to do is a lot of watch inspirational videos and things of that nature. Sheker, in this case, people who say things that are so not emistic. So one such video that I was watching pointed out that in society today, people are so good at sheker that they've learned body language, motion, on the opposite side as well, people who are good police officers, judges, lawyers, principals, or shishiva, where they could talk to somebody and it's pretty easy for them to tell whether the person's lying. So on the other side, the person, you know, is going to try his best to tell a story that's plausible. Sometimes it's very easy, even for myself, to realize that the person is clearly not telling the truth. But Tvar Sheker Tirchak is how bad it is when a person uses those terms, I swear to God. It's terrible. Weiter. It says in Tehillim Kuf Aleph, beautiful, it's all Tehillim, of course, is beautiful. True. It says that the traits of purity, truth, allow a person to refine his mitos. L'David Mizmor, Chesed U'Mishpat, Ashir Alecha, Hashem, Azmeir. So, this Mizmor is the Chesed U'Mishpat that I sing. What are you singing? So, if you look at the last few Pesukim, you'll see what we're singing. The type of person the person is. Lo Yashar Lekarabeti. Don't sit in midst of my house of deceit. The one who tells lies shall not be established before my eyes. Meaning, as the Tehillim starts with, as we just said, Moshe Vleitzim, So it's not just that I don't want to speak sheker. I don't want sheker to be anywhere part of my life, in my house, anywhere near me. It's a beautiful idea if you think about it. The theme of this summer, because it rings in my head constantly, is that Minchas Chinuch that we started the year with, the summer. Acher Pulaso Nimshach Levavos. His actions deem what his heart feels. Basically, who your friends are also determines your actions. If you have a bad bunch of friends, then most probably you'll fall into that bunch of friends. We discussed in our non-recorded shurim, shiduchim, and things of that nature. So, you know, there's a common idea, you should always marry up. Always marry up. What does that mean? It means that a person should always marry someone who's going to be, not the term I've used before, Ezer Kenegdo. A helper who's against him. How can that be? Well, why do I have such a term? So I heard from my Halakha Mother, Tlita. The Ezer Kenegdo is somebody who helps and is opposite Kenegdo because she knows what's best for him. So she's a helper, but the way she helps is getting him out of bed in the morning. It appears she's against him. Why can't you be? What do you care if I get out of bed or not? What's so bad? What if I don't go to shir? No, she pushes him out of bed. Mitzvah sheker tirchak also is that the people who are my ozrim, my helpers, my friends, kenegdo, have to be against me if they see me doing something that's wrong. But if my friends are the ones that are doing things that are wrong, so what am I? So it says to Hillel Kufalov, I need to move far, far away from these type of people. I don't want them in my midst. We move on. Source number 3 is from Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu in Perek Tes. Says their tests.
I know I have a different question as opposed to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sometimes it's called Yirmiya, sometimes it's called Yirmiyahu.
Like Yeshaya and Yeshayahu. You can call it any of them and you would be correct in your pronunciation. So in Yirmiya, who it says the following. This is the parak where Yirmiyahu, as we said in the Daf Torah for Tisha B'Av, is this lamentation of Yirmiyahu. This is what we read, as I'm sure you recognize and realize, in Shacharis. So, Mi Yitain Rosh Yimayim. The Pasuk says, Mi Yitain B'Midbar Malon, who will give me the lamentation of, who will give me lodging, who will give me, oh, then it says, Mi Yitain B'Midbar Malon Achreinu, V'yachol Mi Yitam Ki Kulam Min Afim Etzer Pikadim, that says Yirmiyahu, that they draw their tongues, veyidarcheyu et lishonam kishatam sheker, that they move their tongues, but ultimately they bow to falsehood. They bow to falsehood. They're fake. And he continues this. You see what I underline in Pasuk Dalet. V'ish b'reyehu yehatlu ve'emet lo yidabru lamdenu l'shonam dabar sheker avanelu. So says Yirmiyahu that man mocks his fellow and they do not speak truth. They train their tongue to speak falsehood. striving to be iniquitous. They train themselves to be a Dvar Sheker person. And that's what leads to their punishment. How can I not punish them, says the Rabbanu Shoylam? How can they not be punished for this terrible thing? Yirmiyahu laments again another level that we've seen now, quoting after quoting. It's not enough that I don't speak words that aren't truth. It's not enough that I'm not around for, but I have to make sure that I myself, excuse me, don't get involved in teaching the power of speech in the negative way. We know that sometimes people can be so convincing in certain sales positions where mamish, what they say seems so true, so possible. The television is so, unfortunately, unforgiving to those that can't sleep at night. And at 2, 3 in the morning, you have these, you know, get-rich-quick fixes. And you really believe them. The guy's walking around, he's flying in a jet, and then he comes to his mansion, he's got another mansion, he's got all these women next to him. He learns how to do sheker. That's what Yirmiyahu laments. There's a number of Gemaras, obviously. I don't have to quote all of them. Gemara in Sota, Manbez, Arba Kitos, Ein Mekabalos, Bnei Shechina, Kat, Leitzim, but also a Kach Karim, Sheker, those that tell Sheker. Bonishon can't accept those people. Ki lo lefanav chanav yavo Kach Shkarim, Tvar Dover Sheker lo yukonin kenegadena. I can't do this. I can't let you into my palace. You're Sheker. You're the opposite of Emes. You can't be here. Gemara in Shavuos, Tana Rabbanan Minayin, LeDayan Shelo Yaseh Sanigor LeDvarav Talmud Lomar MeDvar Sheker Tirchak. The Gemara continues, Talmud Lomar Midrimam LeDin Sheyadeh B'Din Shu Moran B'Latar Chashirchak. Then another Gemara says, I'm sorry, it's I cut it off by mistake. The famous Gemara in Kesuvos Tav Tazayin. Famous machlekes, right? Are you allowed to dance in front of the kala and say kala noa kala noa b'chasuda? What if she's fat? What if she's fat? What if she's fat and ugly? How can you dance in front of her and say kala noa b'chasuda? You're lying to her.
So. One of the lies that you're lying to.
So it's not your wife, though. To your wife, you can tell her that she's not fat and ugly. But so the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Amru lahem beisham and the beis hillel, just to show you that they spoke to each other. Hare, shehaita haigratu suma, amru la kal nova chasuda? She's blind. You're going to say kal nova chasuda? Vahutru amru midaber shevar tirchak. The Torah says, V'ator Omeris. Beis Hillel, hi, do you not know what the Torah says? Amru lahem, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammah, Devorim mi shalakach, Mekach ra, min hashuk. Famous line, Lo yom ti adatol shal adam, Ervasim abrius. You have to be noyach abrius. Sometimes it's mutter to say, we spoke about Geneva's das. And there are certain times that a person has to do this. But Tosfos picks up on this, and Tosfos says, "Ubeisham is sfirah d'afal gav. Ein lahem l'chacham l'takein l'istakek lomar sheker. De'atorim esmar sheker d'achar." I get it. It's supposed to be nice, but don't say kala noa b'chasuda to them. Do something else. I don't know what to tell you. It's a chutzpah. And the question is, how far do we take this line of mitvar sheker tirchak? Pointed out before. The words, many different questions that are asked of Zilberstein. So somebody says, am I allowed to say this? Am I allowed to do this? We spoke about the coin case we spoke about, right? The guy goes out of the room. He doesn't want to give him an aliyah because they're for duchening. So the rabbi says, Ya'moy bim koin koin. Ain't kan koin. So he says, I am a koin. He says, ain't kan koin. But he lies. He says, no, that's not lying. You're allowed to give him some mustard. He's not a koin because he didn't act appropriately.
But in general, what comes out of her mouth is not appropriate to do that. Question: how far do you take this? There's a tshuva in the Rav Chaim David Halevi's Sefer. So he writes in the Shelos Tshuvos, Seilech HaRav, he says about this father-in-law who has his son and his grandchildren over for the Seder. And he finds out that they do something called the Afikomen. Stealing the Afikomen. Stealing! How can you teach him stealing? Okay, so he says, everybody knows it's not really what it means. But Beis Hillel, that's Shitzis Beis Hillel. You go stark on it, that no matter what, you can't do it. It's very, very nice. A few weeks ago, we read Parshas Metzora. Ubasher lo el abayit, very good. Vehigid lakohen lomar, kinega nirali babayit. I underlined that word. What do you think is wrong with the word kinega? Or maybe not wrong. What should the pasuk read? The pasuk should say something different. The pasuk should read, ubasher lo habayit, vehigid lakohen lomar, nega nirali babayit. No? What does it say instead? Kinega. What does that mean? Kinega? Like. What does it say like? I see a nega in my house. I saw a nega in my house. Zakrashi, beautiful. Kinega isi afilu tamar chacham shiyodeh shuhu nega. He's a tamar chacham. He knows for sure it's a nega. Lo yifsok dover baru lomar nega nirali. Ella kinega nirali. Why? Mitvar shechat yirchak. How do you know? So, important lesson you don't know yet, but I'll teach you early for free this lesson. You're mature enough. So they'll tell you that you should always, when you have shilas and hilchos nida, always ask a rav, even if you're a rav. Because don't paskin your own thing. And I don't want to say it's sheker, but imagine, you don't know the halacha well, you're no gaya b'davar. So you could paskin, you tell your wife, I know the halacha, I'm sorry. You know, you're still tameh. Still in Nida. And the rabbi of your shul, the rabbi you go to, the Nida Shiles, would say, she's tar. Sheker. Same thing over here. Rashi says that the Torah was so sensitive that it added a letter. You know, the Torah doesn't add letters. And here the Gorarie says, Ma tam. Ain't tam shemo yomer ki nega nirali babayit. Why ki nega? Tavadai. Ain't tushal bayit rakal pi. Only aval tam adavar mishum dover shkarim lo yikon. Where did we see that? That was our pasuk in Tehillim. V'hai kol zman shelo nizkak lo kohen. It's not called a nega. It might look like a kohen. It might look like a nega. It might smell like a nega. It's not a nega until the kohen says a nega. And therefore the pasuk is ke nega. It's like a nega. Beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. It prepares us for the emes in life. The emes is what? Don't paskin yourself. So we've seen a lot of derivations of sheker. To review, midvar sheker tirchak. You should stay far away from sheker. We're talking about not only you, but who you're with. We saw the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, lo tishakru. You can't be one that speaks sheker. You can't swear falsely, that's sheker. You can't be near lo yishab bekeri beiti, in my house, as it says in Tehillim. Yirmiyahu, teaching others or being so good at lying is aser. The Rebbeinu Sholem doesn't let people into Gan Eden. Doesn't let them really mekabel penei shechina if you lie. Gemara and Shavuos, all these things about how careful judges have to be because of the iser of midvar shechar tirchak, and the famous Gemara and Shavuos case of Maraktim lefnei akala, that there are certain times that we allow it. All the Beis Shammai was very machmir, and finally ke nega. Even something so obvious to you, even that you can't lie for. So kal v'chomer, you shouldn't lie. Now, sometimes we exaggerate. And this is a common human frailty. We like to exaggerate. So the question is that considered to be lying? If you're saying something that's obvious, like I'm sweating like a beast. I don't know why that came up. So you're not really sweating like a beast. I'm hungry like a horse. Not really. So that's sheker. But it's not real sheker because everybody knows that sheker. Aye, but what if a person says something that is easily misinterpreted? Meaning he lies. But he's just doing it to exaggerate a story that's telling. Right, enhance, thank you, enhance the story. So is that also aser? Is Dvar Shekhar Jekhar only when it hurts another person? Or is it establishing within you, as it says in your yo, you're going to become, once you start that, so you just, like, you don't even know, afterwards you say, I don't even know why I had to tell the story like that. I could have just told the truth. Two other sources. The Shari Tshuva here in Shar Shlishi says the following. Chelik Urvi, HaMeshaker B'Sipur HaDvarim, Asher Shama U'machliv K'tzatam, Memitkavein V'lo Tulat B'Shkarim, Lo Yosid Zulato. So is it ever mutter? You want to tell a story? You want to embellish it a little bit? So how can you do that? So he says, "V'zeh chelik she'etiru l'kayim mitzvahs simchas chasim v'kalu l'fneiach chasim v'omar shehi noah v'chasudu even though she's not." Amr mutter l'shanot b'dvarim b'shul shalom, says the Gemara in Yevamos. So there are certain times that a person doesn't have to be exceedingly honest. But to go ahead and to do things like, now, if he's a Rebbe, let's say, and he's giving Musar, or he wants to have people listen, so instead of telling the story that happened to his friend, he says it happened to him, because people generally will listen closer if it's a story about him, ooh, it happened to you. Or he wants to protect other people, so he uses different names, which is like every story in the world. You know, Reuven and Shimon, or Sprinzel, and you know it's not that person. Yeah, good. Sometimes Levi also, but that's the ikker. The ikker is that a person has to be very, very careful. And even though maybe it's mutter in some cases, as the Shari Tshuva, it can't be something that now becomes your life. Dvar Sheker is also, as we said, Gnevas Das, where a person can go ahead and see something and do that right. If you have a very common name, okay, and a lot of people have that same name, right? Your name's Avi Cohen. And so the question is that... So there are times a person can not tell the truth in order for there to be shalom. But in general, he has to be someone who, that's not something that he does. So let's look at the last source from a sefer called the Nuv Sfasayim.
Who wrote that?
I really don't know. I don't know where it got from. This is an old one. Please write me, if you know. Send me a message on why you told it. I could look it up too. So he says like this. We know that it's mutter, the mutter lishnot mipnei ha-shalom, even though it says midvar shekar tirchak, the Gemara in Yevamos explains this to us. Ein ze gzeres hakos of derak mipnei ha-shalom mutter, sher mikan yesh heter ze hitiru chazal lishnot af l'tzorach kiyum mitzvah. So in certain cases it would be mutter to not tell the truth, l'tzorach mitzvah v'chulu. I told you before, a woman is allowed to lie when she goes to the mikvah, for example, because it's embarrassing for her to say, you're going out now, where are you going? She says, I'm going to the mall. It's lying. That would be mutter. Yoshikash, Mashkazah, Harish, Harif, Beharamba. And they say, the mutter lishanot, the person is allowed to change the MS, even if it's not Litzorach Mitzvah in certain cases. But in cases we said where it's a mitzvah, it's ona, sharmitas toivas, avala rifei raman pirshu bebe ofen echad, keneged maseches kosov raman ketzad, im asak sechasnida v'shalu b'ma osek v'yirushama v'shalu shelas v'aluchasnida v'lo yada l'heshiv v'idbeyesh mutulu lomar b'megvayis anishan v'eich hitiru b'hach shafila mitzvah einkan. So a person's embarrassed, right? He has the title of rabbi, but he knows he doesn't know anything. So somebody comes up to him and he says, Rebbe, I have a shaila in Hilchas Brachos. Are you holding? And instead of me embarrassing saying, no, I really don't know any brachos, I say, I'm sorry, I'm on the phone. I'm just on the phone. Or can you come back later, or whatever it is. Because I don't want to embarrass himself. That's not protecting him from, you know, enable him to do a mitzvah. That would be mutri, right? Biram shetaima demilsahi kimashi etiru hatoira lishanot mifnei hashalom ain't ze begeder dechuya deshalom doicha iser sheker. It's not that it's mutter to speak sheker in order for shalom. Ella dechei agavna leka klal iser sheker. There's no sheker. Ube iser sheker ain't a dover atzmo atzer. Rak tochnut hasheker hi asura. She adam tzorch liyois. He has to be amiti b'amuto. His inside has to be emes. The low shakran. He can't be a liar. Behindu dafka kasher adam mishaker mishum shirotz l'shaker. He can't be inside of him known as a liar. But if he knows that he's lying and he knows that he's doing it for a reason that's good in his eyes, that would be mutav shakem nuchem nafsho mos b'shaker. He's filled with that's wrong. L'chein b'chol makom shechazal amru da'ato shel adam she'enu mishaker mishum shirotz l'shaker rak kiyach ochiach l'shanot derak, as it says mi'amloiz in parshas mishpatim b'bnei darchi shalom mutur shanot kevon shekavonato l'harchik. So he's not considered to be a liar. He knows that he's lying, but he has to do it for a reason. Aval mitshuvas harama in siman yud zayin yud aleph. Mashma the spirit lay bitne hashalom have be gather the chuya. The habit dover ze. I'm don't become the mutul shanot. Mepne hashalom umutra. La avor ador shar tircha. Ki the chuya, he writes. So he brings this very interesting idea, the nivs vasayim. And he says the following. He said that when a person is not telling the truth, okay? Person decides that he can't tell the truth. So the question is, if it's a reason, let's say that's mutter, right? He has to tell a sheker to his wife in order for her to have a good Shabbos, so he tells her he picked up the cleaners, but he really didn't pick up the cleaners. Okay? But he knows the whole Shabbos, afterwards he'll tell the truth. So the question is, what is that considered? This is a little lumdus, if you will. What is that can be considered? Is that considered to be a duchuya, right? We have on Shabbos hutra and duchuya. You have a heter to do something, or is it doicha that thing? So if a person finds himself, for argument's sake, on Shabbos having to do something b'kuach nefesh, what has he done? He has a heter to be mechal Shabbos, or there's no chil Shabbos here. He did something that was totally what a person should do. You hear the difference? So says this wonderful sefer, the Nivs Vasayim, of course, from Rav Nochem ben Moshe, Yitzchok Aaron, the following. He says that it's emes to him, because through his lying, he knows that he's lying. But I don't say it becomes emes. But he has a heter to do this. So therefore it's not usher for him to do this. Very, very interesting. And it becomes dechuya. It's not lying. It's doicha the lying. That's the question. So it seems that we can go ahead and say that there are certain times where a person, it's mutter for him, if you will, to not tell the truth. It's not that he's not telling the truth, because he knows it's a heter for him, but the heter is dechuya. It's like he's not even lying. He's not over on Mar. He didn't. There was no medvar shechar tirchak here. Now, what's our ultimate goal in life? Is to figure out when a person does that. How to do that. So this, I think, is a very interesting inyan in the Sefer Nusfasayim. I don't know if I said who wrote it, of course.
What?
Rav Nachum ben Rav Moshe Yitzchak Aaron Givrov.
Where's he from?
From Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael from Yishalayim HaKodesh came out in the year 2000, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, 2000. You can find it in HebrewBooks.org. HebrewBooks.org. You can find it. So let's summarize. So, it's a fair pet peeve to have. If a person lies just for the sake of lying, he's not an empathetic person. Obviously, he's not an empathetic person. But he's going against the way you should be, the character trait you should have. But to go ahead to say that a person, you know, you're so from, I saw you were lying to so-and-so. No, I had to lie to them because it was embarrassing. That's not lying. If I recognize in my heart, that's not who I am. The whole concept of not being near people, because you can't, it's a false life if a person's lying all the time. Now, it even could be that someone would find himself not lying in a situation where he lies first, but he does it in order not to embarrass himself. I don't know. The teacher says, "Who did this? Who did this?" And the kid knows that he did it. And he goes up to the kid, "Did you do this?" He says, "No, Rebbe, I didn't do it." Then after Shir, he says, "Rebbe, I did it. I lied to you because it was very embarrassing in front of everybody." So that might be mutter in that case. And that's the concept of midvar shechar tirchak. You can't be a person that purposely is spewing falsehood, is near people of falsehood, and certainly, obviously, if it leads to things like the judge who's doing this, and obviously will lead to bad things. So I think that that's a fair inyan of the week to work on, our MS. Start thinking about some of the things, you know, the Chafetz Chaim, they say he used to go through his entire day, and when he was done with the day, he would write things that he did wrong. Imagine if we could, for a moment, focus on sheker that we tell throughout the day. Right? This will be a very hard thing for us. Things that we say that we're not honest. Again, sometimes Kneves Das is mutter. Sometimes you could say nice. You know, a lot of kids came up to me yesterday. They said, "Oh, Rebbe, spelling, but you're hilarious. So some people are just being gracious and they're trying to be nice. They don't know what to say, right? I just give you an idea. You tell me what you think about this. I think it's still shaka. I went to a shir or whatever. The person spoke and he wasn't on. People did not enjoy his speech. No. And so the person next to me said, "I'm so surprised. You know, I thought he was going to be a good speaker. He's so well trained. Just didn't hit it on the mark." So it's okay. So I said, "Okay." And the rabbi's leaving, and he goes up to him and he says, "Rabbi, another home run speech, Rabbi. Wow, that was great." And I looked at the guy and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He said, "I don't want him to feel bad. I don't want to walk out thinking that he had a good speech. I don't know if that's a good thing. Then he'll never know. So I don't know if that's a good thing." So, okay, he thought he was doing it for the right reason, but it was like, to me, like sheker was just him. Okay, so it's something, that inyan, that we should work on in Mirtz Hashem as an inyan of our life, not just an inyan of the week. In Mirtz Hashem, we should be of Jews who live by the dictum of Midrash Shekhar Tirchak.